You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 13th of March 2025. The Australian share market fell again today. The S&P ASX 200 off by 0.5%. We'll have the details with Scott Phillips from The Motley Fool in a few moments. But first to electricity prices, because the energy regulator has drafted increases in electricity prices for millions of Australians of as much as 8.9%. It comes as households received a reprieve from recent price increases. The Bureau of Statistics said earlier that government rebates and relief saw prices fall throughout the second half of 2024 to be around 8% lower compared with June 2023. Without them, they would have been 17% higher in that time. So that's a 27% difference now. But some rebates are now rolling off, and now there's that threat of higher base prices from July the 1st. So for more, Angelica Waite spoke with Shulka Potter, an energy researcher at the University of New South Wales.
The Australian energy regulator has something called DMO, which basically is like a safety net between what should be the maximum capped prices. So the DMO has released that they are going to have the price, they're expecting the price rise by up to 8.9% for different parts of Australia, like up to 8.9% in parts of New South Wales, but there's going to be almost 5.8% in southeast of Queensland. And similarly, 5.1% in South Australia. So this is happening because of two most important reasons. One is the increase in the prices of the wholesale market. And the second one is the network prices as well. So which can mean that the customers or the consumers can directly see this impact on their electricity bills, and they might be expecting an increase.
There's been some suggestions from, some experts in the area that also say that potentially a move toward cleaner energies could be a way to sort of, bring these costs down. Is that something in your own experience that you think might help the situation?
Yes, absolutely. So residents with rooftop solar, they have seen the reduction in their energy tariffs way too much. That's because they can just tap into that energy source during the day. But also like making some other lifestyle changes, like probably using more energy efficient devices in your home, or even having an extra layer of insulation while you're constructing a new house can help you reduce those bills and tariffs. And so we are just in a transition phase now, where the grid is trying to adapt and go into a more renewable energy structured view for the future. But we just have to cope up with the transition and let it happen in a smoother way, because as we have been seeing, like lots of coal power plants have been out for a long time, and then there's outages. So we might have to strategically think about how we can increase our resilience in the grid in when we are having this extra surplus of renewable come in, which is absolutely going to be the future, and where we can expect lower energy prices.
I wonder if you've got any kind of advice for consumers who might be faced with these higher costs.
There are different online tools where you can compare the different prices of your regulators and your service providers, basically, and you can see what is the difference in tariffs and make smart choices in that sort of way. So you can get hooked on to a service provider which gives you a better price value in comparison to something else. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you can have residential rooftop is a better way to go, but it's mostly for the homeowners. But then there can be also lifestyle changes depending on including energy efficient devices at home to reduce your electricity prices.
Angelica Waite there speaking with Shulka Potter there from the University of New South.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
Another down day for the Australian share market. The S&P ASX 200 off by 0.5% to 7,749. That's around 9.4% down from the recent peak reached this time last month. For more, I spoke with Scott Phillips from The Motley Fool. Scott, the market really seems to be spooked lately given talk of recession in the US and the implication of tariffs. Down more than 9% since the February peak on the ASX 200. Are you spooked?
That's a great question. Mate, no, but I'm not. That's not to say there won't be more volatility. I've got enough hair, mate, to say I haven't been around too long. So I've been around a while. And let's just say I've seen this movie before. It's always a different character. It's always a different plot. But the movie kind of works the same way. The storyline is the same. There is going to be issues, sometimes imagined, sometimes real. That's what we go through right now. And there'll be real economic consequences. As an investor, the hard part is putting all that aside and saying, do I reckon there's still value? And are we going to be happy that we own these shares in 3, 5, or 10 years' time? If the answer is yes, then you just keep buying. It's a harder thing to do than to say, but that's the right approach.
So putting aside the way you feel, how would you describe why investors and why the market is acting the way it is at the moment?
Yeah, straight out fear, mate. The dirty four-letter word that we use in markets sometimes. You've got, and by the way, it's not misplaced fear. You've got President Donald Trump doing interesting things in the White House. And for varying reasons, the same approach, the same decision is often explained three or four different ways with three or four different rationales. But the reality is he's pushing ahead with tariffs and he's cutting jobs. Now, add those two things together and you have a very increased likelihood of a US recession. The Atlanta branch of the US Fed has effectively forecast a recession. And so the market's finally looked around and gone, hang on, if this actually does happen, this could be bad for company profits. It could be bad for share prices. And that's what we're seeing is the market not sure what to think. And as I said, when it is uncertain, it tends to go to the fear response.
I know this is more of a technical thing, right? But the ASX is close to correction territory, right? So that's a 10% fall from its recent peak. What does this necessarily mean? And what exactly happens during a correction? And is it something that you look to?
I'll answer the last one first. No, it's not something I look to particularly. It's notable because we like round numbers. And 10% fall feels like a big deal, and it is, right? If your superannuation balance just fell 10%, you're pretty unhappy about it. So people do note it. And here's the thing. If it was 9.9%, it wouldn't be a correction. If it's 10.1%, it's all of a sudden a correction. The rest of us think that's kind of the same number, right? Because it is. But what it does suggest is that the market mood has changed. And when I say mood, I say it deliberately, mate, because there's very rarely enough in fundamental changes. It's not like, you know, a month ago we thought the economy was rosy, now we think it's terrible, or a month ago we thought company A was worth 10% more, and now it's just on the base of its own fundamentals worth less. What we're seeing is a change in sentiment. And yeah, that's absolutely notable because it changes what investors are prepared to pay for companies. It changes the outlook. It talks about pessimism and uncertainty. Now, by the way, if you're a little bit contrarian, you might see a 10% fall as a chance to go shopping when stuff's on sale, but it is a meaningful move. And when we do see those, by the way, every kind of year or 18 months, they're not that unusual, but just really unpleasant when they happen.
The other thing I want to talk about today is that oil price. It's been one of the big movers lately. Today, the team at Citi is tipping Brent crude to drop to $60 by December. It's around $70 right now. I mean, from a consumer perspective, that's good news if you're a motorist because you assume that would flow through to petrol prices. But do you see oil prices weakening further?
It's good news, by the way, for overall inflation too, because not only does it mean I can fill my petrol more cheaply, but the bloke who's delivering fruit and veg to my supermarket means he's filling his truck more cheaply. The tradie going to the work site managed to get there more cheaply, so she's got lower costs. If you add those things together, there is a really significant flow on. So lower oil is very, very good for the economy broadly. The problem is it normally comes because the economy itself is in some trouble. In other words, you know, we talk about oil being the thing that literally and metaphorically greases the wheels of the economy. The oil price tends to fall, yes, sometimes when there's excess supply, but often when there's concerns of reduced demand. And we just talked about the recession risk. That's kind of happening at the same point. So for the local economy, I love seeing oil cheaper for me personally, for everyone driving a car or going from point to point, unless you've got an EV. But broadly, what it suggests is pessimism on behalf of the global economy, and global output will have an effect here at home. So I'm going to take the win for now, particularly if it does keep falling, just with a weather eye on what it does mean about the rest of the economy.
And finally, with all this volatility on the markets, what are you doing? And are there any opportunities for investors at all?
Yeah, easy answer to the first question. I've been buying. I bought shares. Was it Tuesday? I think it was. So yes, I've been buying. Basically because I'm taking advantage of cheaper prices. Not, let me be clear, not because I think I've picked the bottom. No one can, they don't ring a bell at the bottom, as they say. I don't know. Prices could fall another 20% here for all I know. What I have done is said, well, hang on, I like these companies 10% higher. We just talked about that. I should like them even more at 10% lower, unless I think their businesses are permanently or meaningfully impacted by these potential risks of recession and inflation in the US. So I've been buying. The best opportunities, mate, are actually in that space, I think, right now. If you want to try and make bets on what tariffs might or might not impact, you're a braver person than me. But I think what we can do is look at companies that are sold off for reasons that don't impact their long-term performance, their long-term profitability. And if share prices do tend to follow value, and if value is generally a function of profitability, if you can look through some of these storm clouds at what's happening, what might happen in future, I think there are a couple of buying opportunities. Be picky, choose quality, but look for those beaten down, the unloved, the forgotten about, the thrown out stocks. That might be where I think the best opportunities are right now.
That's Scott Phillips there from The Motley Fool.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.